Central Coast, this is Scott Van Pelt. You're listening to Golf Talk Radio with Mike and Billy here on ESPN Radio 1280.
We're going to be talking with Tally Williams, the president and CEO of Mindset TM. I think
that's Tally-ho.
That means trademark from Tally. But we're going to find out exactly what it means, and it's a pretty cool. Mike's played with this gadget.
Along with Jim DeLobby.
And very impressed, actually. He was so impressed, he whipped the thing on and showed me in the middle of his back office, man. I was like, wow, check it out. So you were pretty impressed.
I'm so bummed, though, because I didn't bring him into the studio. And since we're filming today, it would have been pretty cool to have those in here.
Camera people to go do a couple close-ups of it.
There
and
you
they
go.
Can show that while we're speaking. So
that's a good idea.
We're going to go to the phones immediately right now to Tally Williams, the president and CEO of Mindset. Tally, you with us, sir?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Hey, well, thank you for being
with us.
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you on ESPN Radio with us. We are talking about gadgets and fun stuff and actually great teaching aids, and you have one of the best in the business. How's things going with you?
Things are going great. And I don't really want to have ever been on a radio show before with a lefty, but I'm sure this works fine.
How did you know I was a lefty?
I've been listening to your show.
Wow, this guy's good.
Oh, the pressure's on.
Yeah,
Bill.
I'm all nervous.
Pressure's on.
Well, Mike's a righty, and a very good one, by the way, and you're going to be with both of us. Tally, can you give us a little background or personal background on yourself before we jump in and talk about the Mindset?
Oh, sure. I'm a former professional athlete, also a professional engineer. I graduated back in 94. I'm Canadian. Won some awards internationally for some engineering projects we did, Project of the Year over in Europe, and then been fortunate enough to have a project of ours spotlighted on 60 Minutes not too long ago.
Well, you're being a little bit humble because you're considered as one of the nation's leading authorities of mind mechanics and one of the best in your business, so which you are, and this was so cool. What is mind mechanics? What is that?
Mind mechanics is it's a combination of swing mechanics and incorporating the mental game, and actually it refers to moving your mind and your body will follow. So what we've done here is we're teaching golfers what to think. We're actually showing them how their mind should think or move in a golf swing. Wow. And we do that with that red ball, what we call a talent point, with our tool. So if you're actually thinking about the path of the red ball, your mind will move on plane, and it will actually pull your golf swing through on plane.
Pretty cool.
Oh,
I could tell you that Mike, the other day, Mike and one of our other PGA professionals were out with it because you were kind enough to send us the set, and they were loving it. And I walked in the office, and Mike grabs me by the collar and says, you got to see this. And he was very impressed with it. And so
we actually, Jim, we have a monthly gym golf membership. So Jim DeLobby is one of the PGA members that's out at Black Lake, where Billy and I both work. He was taking a class out that morning on the golf course, and they were going to happen to do chipping and putting. And I brought out the Tally, and I said, you got to check this thing out. So you should take it out. So he took it out, both of them, on the golf course. He had 10 students, and he came back and said immediately three people totally fixed the flipping with their chipping. And then the next day he had received two emails from two other people in the group saying it was one of the most amazing golf help devices they'd ever tried.
Well, I'll let Tally answer this. I think what's unique about it is it doesn't physically make your body stay in a position. It mentally shows, because of your mind, your mind makes your body stay in that position. Is that correct? Is that a fair way to say it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Our goal was not to restrict a golfer's movements, because I believe that every golfer moves differently. And I think it's more important for golfers to find out what they do and understand what they do. So a lot of times, actually, golfers will put on the Tally and instructors have been telling them for a long, lessons and lessons and lessons as you're taking it way too far inside. But as soon as they see that red ball go way inside, they go, oh, wow.
Yeah, it's
And I just, as a reference point, it's like going down to the mall. You know, if you're looking for a store and you go to the directory board that says, that little dot says, yep, you are here, that makes all the difference. And once golfers can see where they are in their golf swing, they automatically will make different moves into a golf ball.
Wow, that's so well said. So you keep the ball going towards the gap, and which means the gap, the store, in the mall. That's what I mean.
Yeah. Hey, Tally, I got to ask real quick, because I know some of the listeners might want to be checking this out. What is the website? Do you guys have a website where someone might be able to view the device?
Tally.com. So Tally, just one L.
Okay.
And our brand is actually about trusting your talents. We spell talent with a T-A-L-Y-N-T. What we've found, and we've heard from a lot of instructors, is that a lot of times golfers will come to them and say, they don't believe they have talent. And I believe that, you know, all golfers have talent. It's just about getting in the right mindset. And, you know, all of a sudden they can start playing well for holes. What is that? And it's just, a lot of it is just staying out of it, staying out of the way, and just letting your game happen. And so our brand is, it's called Tally, T-A-L-Y.com, and our brand is about trusting your talent.
Well, it's so great, and we've been talking about it because, of course, you know what it looks like. Mike and I know what it looks like, but our listeners probably do not. Could you just, by the way, the Mindset TM, what's the TM?
Well, actually, that's just a
trademark
at the time.
Okay,
yeah,
trademark.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just mindset.
What does? Can you describe it? I mean, can you just? I would try to, but I'd rather hear it from the inventor.
Okay, excellent. What we found is, you know, like 600 balls a day for 2 years and rode every morning for 3 hours, really breaking down the golf swing. And I think our approach was slightly different than ours. We really wanted to simplify it down to its, you know, simplest form. What we ended up with is finding that the left arm was the key to a simple golf swing. So what the Tally, what it does is it's actually an extension of the left arm. It attaches to your forearm, and it has a red extendable golf ball so you can pull out. And what that does is that allows you to see the movement of the left arm. And it acts as a reference point to now compare your golf shaft against a moving reference point.
Yeah, and it kind of reminds me of a microphone cover, a little red microphone cover. I mean, that's, you know, for listeners who are listening, that's what it reminds me of.
Attached to a shin guard.
Yeah.
Like a soccer shin guard.
There's
that's
a
what
shin
it looks
guard
like.
With a telescopic, with a micro, with a little red ball on it.
But the shin guard goes on your forearm.
Right. Very well said.
Yeah.
And we've heard clowns' noses.
I didn't want to say that one, but it does a lot like that, too. You say it helps golfers with their mental stamina and confidence. Can you explain that?
Well, the big part about one of the most difficult things to do is to transfer your game from the range to the course. And we feel that the real power of our product is actually, it's a reference point when you're on the range and you have our product on, but when you take it off, it becomes a mental reference point because it's now invisible, but it's a point that you will remember. And when you go out and play, right now, for the mental game, a lot of times you're taught to visualize, and so golfers will visualize their shot and do these things before they hit their shot. Then they'll step into the shot, but your mind is present again. And what happens there is that's when you start remembering all your failures. So what we've tried to do is give golfers something to think about during their golf swing. And so now, instead of actually just thinking about the red ball before you swing, I actually want you thinking about the red ball during your swing. And so when you stand over a golf shot and you go play, it's that invisible point that you can actually see for yourself, and you move it on a path. It's almost like looking at there's a piece of dust floating in the air in front of you, and you try to grab it. It takes all your attention, and that shuts out and eliminates sort of all the interference from your buddies in the background or the crowd or whatever it is that you're doing at the time.
And that's probably why you say, and it's been proven that it works, that it helps under pressure, and when it really counts, you can trust your motion because it gets rid of all the other thoughts.
Absolutely. And there's so many illusions in the golf swing, too, you know, that to have a reference point, be able to say, you know what, sometimes you even line up a putt and it just doesn't feel right. It looks great from behind. You got the line, you go stand and address the putt, and it just doesn't feel right. Well, you know? And so even for putting, you can actually just square up your club face to the line that you want and actually just move the red ball back and through and just trust your talent, basically.
Very well said, very well said. In case you guys are joining us, we have Tally Williams, President and CEO of the Mindset from Tally, and you can check it out at tally.com, at T-A-L-Y.com. And Tally, are you a golfer yourself?
I am a golfer.
And can we ask you, we always ask this, and you know, if you're under some contract and you can't say, we understand. What's in your bag? What do you play with?
Okay, actually, I'm going to tell you what's in my bag and also what's on my bag, obviously. But Scotty Cameron putter.
Nice.
Mizuno wedges. Mizuno blades, MP33.
Oh, you're a player.
It's the Tally.
Adams hybrid, I think a 2.
Nice.
And actually, I think right now I have 2 drivers in my bag. The TaylorMade Burner TP, which I've been playing, and I just got back from the Callaway Performance Institute, or Callaway Performance Center, and so I'm trying out their FT9 right now.
And let me ask you, what's your product? Were you in Florida at the merchandise show?
We were not down there. I've been down there actually in a couple of years.
Are you going to Vegas? Are you going to Vegas this fall?
I will probably attend, but we're not going to exhibit.
Because I think what you got, for Mike to get as excited, you know, Mike's an excitable guy, but he sees a lot of things, and when he grabbed me and said, "You got to check this out," he's a believer. And it does work for lefties, right? Does it work for lefties?
It does. It just goes on your lead forearm, which is always closer to the target.
And
I told you, Bill, you're not supposed to put it on your left arm.
I know. I
That's why you were having problems.
Myself, man. I was, you know. So
you should have seen him, pal. He had on his left arm. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, he's grounding.
It felt like he was playing a bass drum.
He almost broke the thing. I didn't think it was possible, but he actually almost broke it.
Well, we want to say, go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, it's actually been real fortunate, Joe, in the last, we've been out there, a couple of years now. We went from like 200 golfers a month to then 3,000 last year. Now we're up to 40,000 new golfers a month coming to the site.
So Jeez. Great.
Might be time to attend the show.
Benefit? Yeah, I would think so, buddy. And beneficial to all levels? Obvious?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, congratulations on the success of it. Listeners right now, the tally.com, T-A-L-Y.com. Tally Williams, thank you for your invention. Thank you for your passion for the game and for your time.
Okay, thank you so
we
much.
We appreciate
you
it.
Have your short game clinic, so yeah. If you need any product, just let me know.
Cool. Thanks, Tally.
Thank you, partner, very much.
Have a great day.
You
later.
Too.
Bye.
Well, we should bring it to our short game class. Next time.
Yeah.
It's on your desk.
Of course. You know, Mr. Organized here.
So
I left it on my desk at Black
organized.
Lake and where it happened.
You don't give yourself enough credit because you're extremely organized, but you've got so much going on. But it was very cool to see your true passion with that. Because
yeah.
you really got my attention. You said, Billy, you got to see this. And, you know, we get things all the time,
yeah.
and which is great.
It would have been perfect for the short game class today, so we'll have to do it.
We'll do it next time.
A couple weeks. Yeah.
So we want to congratulate Tally Williams and his success. I love the gadget. A great Father's Day gift idea.
Definitely.
Hey, Central Coast, this is Scott Van Pelt. You're listening to Golf Talk Radio with Mike and Billy here on ESPN Radio 1280.